Mattown's 93.1 Jams, The Daily Jam, something brand new, something you never heard before, something no other station in town is going to play for you. I have some brand new music, a special guest from Philadelphia, PA, R&B soul singer by the name of Pink Sweats. How you doing tonight?
Yo, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you tonight. We've got this new single called Honesty, and it's a really great R&B song. It's really great soul vibe to it. I like this single, man. What can you tell me about your music?
I think my music is what I like to call beautiful. It's music where you could just, it's easy listening, you know.
It's not, also relatable, I think, too.
Yeah, very relatable. Life music, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like you connect to it if you're a human being.
That's definitely true. Like I said, it's relatable. For those just tuning in, we have Pink Sweats on the line. In March, Rolling Stone magazine declared you as an artist that you need to know. Your single, Honesty, is blowing up. It's reached number 10 in the U.S. on Spotify. 23, you know, on the charts globally. And when you released it, it had 2 million streams in just the first 2 weeks. Like, that's so amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
How does that feel as an artist to have that happen? Because I don't think you expected those type of results when you made the record, when you recorded this, did you?
I mean, I was hoping, but no.
I think that's every artist's hope, though.
This was fast. I was like, oh, wow. People like Honesty, huh?
I think the title speaks for itself. The song's called Honesty. For those just tuning in, we have Pink Sweats from Philadelphia, PA on the line. It's a really relatable record. Again, it's called Honesty, and that's what it's about. It's about honesty in relationships, honesty in life. So it's very familiar. It's something everybody can understand and relate to, and I can tell you put your soul into this.
Yeah, I'm super grateful that everybody's gravitating to the song. Definitely not something that, in my opinion, has been heard in a long time, as far as just the simplicity of it, even like it's literally no drums or anything. It's my voice and a guitar,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, it, to me, in this right now, 2019, for people to be gravitating to that,
it is truly amazing. In 2019, people are gravitating to R&B soul music still.
Beautiful, because it should be a sign to my fellow creators that you can make what kind of music you want, as long as people feel something from it, they will support it. You know, it doesn't always have to be the same cookie cutter method, you know?
No, you got to break from the cookie cutter molds once in a while and become an original artist.
Exactly. So
what's life like in Philadelphia, PA? I've been there a couple of times. You know, I've been to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. We did the stairs. I've been to Independence Hall, seen Liberty Bell. What's your favorite part of about living in Philadelphia?
Overall, Philly is like, it's an interesting place. Because it's like New York is so close. You got, then you got like smaller towns around. For me, it was just the accessibility to everything. Like, you can walk to anywhere. Like, you walk to the corner store, which we call the Poppy Store.
The Poppy Store, okay.
You know, you just, it's just community. Because, like, the neighborhoods are really tight-knit. We know each other. You can go from suburbs to the inner city. Like, depending on where you are, it's just all accessible.
So you have a new EP. It's called Volume 2. What can we expect with that EP? What else is coming other than Honesty?
Volume 2 is what I like to call my version of the evolution of what people consider as R&B or what people expect to hear when they see someone that looks like me. So like, you don't even, it's funny because it's like, to me, I started realizing, cause I'm a writer first, so before even being an artist, I would write songs. So I start to realize that like people have these things that it's not even like them judging or anything, it's just that's how it's been for so long. So your brain, it just naturally adapts to, okay, when I see somebody who looks like Pink Sweats, like I walk around, sometimes people think I'm a rapper. It was like, yo, you rap? I'm like, nah, I sing. Like, what kind of music you make? Like, I make beautiful music. And then they listen to it. And go, oh, this is you? Oh, wow. I wouldn't expect that. That was great. Wow, okay.
I could see that. I could see that. You know, you're a big guy. You know, you kind of got a possibly intimidated appearance. I'm a big guy myself. I have that every now and then, too. So people see it and they're like, all right, you're an artist. You're a rapper. Then they hear your music and they're really surprised because it's so soulful. It's so pure, and it's beautiful. It's really great music.
Yeah, too, is my version of evolution of, so when people see someone, they can say, oh, well, maybe he's not how I think he is. maybe he's not a hoodlum or whatever, however people perceive when they see somebody dressed a certain way or, you know.
That's bold, man. I dig it.
That's my goal, just to hope that people will start taking an extra chance to say, hey, how are you doing? Versus assuming, like, oh, let's stay away from that. Let's walk on the other side of the street, honey.
I like the positivity, yeah, man. I love it. I love it. For those just tuning in, we've got Pink Sweats on the line. He's got a new single, Honesty. We're about to play it in a couple of minutes. How can the people in Madison find your music if they want to find you online with social media or websites, things like that?
Oh, you guys can check me out on at Pink Sweats on Instagram, at The Real Pink Sweats on Twitter. I don't think I personally run my Facebook.
Nice.
But those two, you guys can reach out to me on if you want to check out Pink. Go on Spotify, Pink Sweats, Apple Music, Tidal, any platform, we on there. And get lost in there. Take about 30 minutes, plug in your headphones, appear.
I promise you, Madtown, if you give Pink Sweats a try, you're going to like it. He ain't kidding. Take a half hour of your day. Search for him on iTunes, search for it on Apple Music, wherever it is you get your music. Look up Pink Sweats. You won't regret it. It's the Daily Jam on 93.1 Jams, Pink Sweats Honesty.